As soon as it became known that the White House had withheld thousands of pages of documents from the 9/11 Commission, the family's steering committee was on the case, demanding to know if the investigation was being compromised.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
This was the latest example of how some of the family members of the 3,000 victims of the 9/11 attacks have turned their grief into action. They formed a lobby powerful enough to force the creation of an independent investigating commission, and then to force the commission to demand the testimony of officials up to and including President Bush. "We simply wanted to know why our husbands were killed," said Kristen Breitweiser of Middletown, New Jersey. One of the questions awaiting an answer is whether the government, even if it had been more attentive to the al-Qaeda terrorist threat, could have imagined a suicide attack with hijacked planes. President Bush has said, "Had I known the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people." Perhaps the Japanese kamikaze attacks of World War II were too long ago and too far away to matter. But more recently, in 1994, there had been an attempt by Algerian terrorists to hijack an Air France plane and fly it into the Eiffel Tower. And in 1995, a plan by terrorist Ramzi Youssef to fly a plane into CIA headquarters in Virginia. And in 1998, a plan of terrorists linked to al-Qaeda to crash a plane into the World Trade Center. In 1999, a federal intelligence report said in so many words, "Suicide bomber could crash plane into U.S. airport, into the Pentagon, or into the White House." And then there was the fact that slipped through the cracks of American intelligence that some Saudis were taking lessons in flying planes, but not in takeoff or landing. "Had I known the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning," says the president. The widows want to know, could you have known? Should you have known? This is Daniel Shore.